The Horizon Line shipyard in Unalaska shut down yesterday over worker concerns about potentially explosive refrigerated containers. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
Last week, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union notified members up and down the West Coast that some refrigerated containers, or reefers, passing through shipyards could be explosive. ILWU spokesperson Craig Merrilies says the coolant in some reefers was contaminated earlier this year during maintenance work in Vietnam.
And while nobody knows for sure what's happened, it appears that this cut-rate operation may have used some dangerous chemicals in the process, maybe introducing them into the compressors. And the result has been some serious explosions with some of the compressor units blowing up.
Horizon Lines is the local agent for Maersk, one of the affected shipping lines. In a press release issued last week, Maersk said the coolant in some of their refrigerated units had been linked to three separate explosions in 2011, all overseas. Maersk took more than 800 containers out of circulation as a precaution, but local union president Doug Leggett says longshoremen weren't satisfied with the response.
The union's position was that we wanted to isolate anything that had potentially been serviced in Vietnam, and I believe the employers initially wanted to only look at containers that had been at a particular facility over there.
Following the lead of workers in other West Coast ports, longshoremen in Unalaska refused to transport any Maersk reefers until Horizon provided maintenance records for the containers. Union officials met with company representatives during a closed-door meeting yesterday afternoon to resolve the issue. Leggett says they agreed to isolate any containers that had refrigerant service done in Vietnam during the last year.
That gave us the definition of what to look for, and we've been since then in the process of trying to identify these boxes and isolate them from the public and from ourselves, really, so that they can eliminate the potential of having another incident.
According to Leggett, workers have identified approximately 60 at-risk containers in Unalaska and Accutan. Half of those belong to American President Lines, another container export company in town. According to spokesperson Mike Zampa, APL hasn't had any problems with its containers, but was cooperating with the union request as a precaution.
APL has grounded and isolated 34 refrigerated containers in Dutch Harbor, and these are containers that had undergone maintenance inspections in Vietnam during 2011.
Zampa says APL will review the container's service records before proceeding. Maersk representatives could not be reached for comment. Horizon Line's local terminal manager, Bruce McConnell, could only say that Horizon containers were not affected. The local Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment says it's not investigating the situation. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.